From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish officials say at least 28 people are dead following an explosion in Ankara. The blast occurred as a convoy of military buses passed by. Dorian Jones reports.
A large blast occurred in the early evening in the middle of the capital, close to the armed forces headquarters and parliament. No one has claimed responsibility, but the Turkish armed forces are carrying out major military operations against the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, across the predominantly Kurdish southeast. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Turkish officials want coalition backing to secure a strip of territory 10 kilometers deep on the Syrian side of their common border around the town of Azaz. The strip of land would be used to house tens of thousands of displaced civilians and avoid having to admit them into Turkey. Officials say they are getting little support for the idea from coalition partners. A convoy of trucks carrying humanitarian aid for Syrian civilians arrived Wednesday outside a besieged Damascus suburb. It is the first part of a major UN-backed effort. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there should be no militarization of the South China Sea.
My hope is that China will realize that it is important to try to resolve the jurisdictional issues of the South China Sea, not through unilateral action, not through force, not through militarization, but through diplomacy and by working with the other countries and claimants and trying to resolve these differences.
The statement comes after China deploys surface-to-air missiles on a disputed island it controls. Ugandan Prime Minister Ruhakana Rugunda has assured Ugandans that Thursday's presidential and parliamentary elections will be peaceful. This is VOA News.